Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
1 week away from Halloween, or a little less than a week anyway. I went to two Halloween spirit stores yesterday just to look around. I'm not doing anything for Halloween at the house, but still, we're nerding out. Just sold out of almost everything. Like, they're already selling floor displays. Like, all the animated floor displays.
Yeah.
Like, I noticed there was a bunch of them. I go, holy cow, people have already bought a week out. The floor displays are gone.
Yeah.
Those spirit, it's, people are killing it for Halloween this year.
Which is funny, because you wonder, what is anybody doing? Because you're not supposed to do certain things.
It ain't none of my business. Everybody has their information.
Right.
If you decide that that's your thing, then you know what? Good for you. I'm happy you're happy. You know your world. You make your choice.
The sad part is that with the way the world is, and you're not going to do your display at your house this year, how will you ever have a family in masks come to your house and scare you on what they're...
So creepy. Like... we're going to get into this in a second because it takes a second to tell a story, but I answered a door. This is a couple years back, and there's people in masks, and all of a sudden this slow hand comes out to shake hands, and I go, okay, and I shake the hand, and then the hand won't let go, and I'm like, hi. Huh? And now I'm starting to really kind of creep out of it at the moment. Like nobody's saying anything or moving or doing anything. There's people behind them, so I'm kind of trying to, like, let's get to this, let's get to that. And but I'm like, why are you? Oh man, come on, man, don't get weird with me. And then I see the shoulders start to go, and finally he lifts up his mask and it's LJ. He's under there laughing at me. I was like, God so damn good. It, man. But this Seven Dust record, it's great because and we're gonna open it up and I'm gonna ask him a lot of questions about it because there's a lot of anger and frustration in this album, and you know. You watch, they're going to get another Grammy nod for this. Remember I said it today? They're going to get a Grammy nod for this. The Day I Tried to Live, sounds, it's amazing. The cover of the Soundgarden song, the new single, Dying to Live. Here's a small bit of it, you know.
I'm young to be your abuse. Whatever price you pay, they take away.
Jake and I both agree, Against the World, wasn't that your other one?
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah. It was, starts out. Seven Dust, right? Probably been a single, I'll be honest. This probably should have been a single in my heart. Like,
the skin of something else to burn.
course, the heavier stuff is always my favorite. So this Desperation. It's a good album, man. It's available now. Somebody said they saw it in Target this weekend. I know it's available on all your iTunes, all your platforms, Amazon Prime, but it's out. The new Seven Dust. Let me see if we can ground up. Look at you. What are you doing? New album?
About to cry.
Why?
Thank you so much for jamming some of those songs, man. Desperation and all those songs are my favorite, but that song almost didn't make the album. And me and John went back down the rabbit hole on that song and really fine-tuned it. And so thank you very much. I miss you guys and I love you. Thanks for the support.
I love you too, man. I can't believe Desperation almost didn't make the record. That's crazy to me.
Well, thank you. Wow. Actually, when I was doing the melody and singing it, after a minute, I kind of looked at John. I was like, you know, man, it's kind of putting in an Alice in Chains old vibe, and I'm really digging it. So we just kind of kept going with it.
Yeah, and that Against the World, those are some heavy lyrics, man. I mean, that's a very clear message.
I think so. It's kind of ironic how, it's kind of fitting with what's going on in the world today. And just, you know, everything, you know, I think it all happens for a reason. And so I'm glad we had the opportunity to release this album. You know, people wanted us to wait to 2021, and of course the band that we are, and as long as we've been doing it, we felt that would be silly not to have some music out there. But I've always been the one to fly the flag of music as a healer, and I definitely feel like people need this music during this time right now.
Yeah, of course. And it reflects, we were talking earlier, like, it reflects today. All your albums have always been time stamped, so you can go back and listen to a Seven Dust record and know what's happening in the world and society and your personal lives. I mean, and these things have always been deeply personal, and everybody in the band has always been pretty wide open about what's happening in their lives and letting the hammer fall wherever it does fall.
Absolutely. You know, I'm glad you said that. Just to be serious for a second, I've always been the one to say being on the road is incredible and it's great. This time away, you know, under the circumstances, has allowed us to be real. To get back to life, and I feel like that's something important when we're writing music. Is you can't always be out there doing it all the time. You got to come home and get yelled at by your wife, your girlfriend, your kids. You got to do things. You got to be mad at the neighbor for not doing something. You know, those kind of things, I think, kind of help write music, because those are the things that everyone goes through. You know?
Well, you got to live life. You have to. You're right. You, when you live in this the bubble, when you're in the, you're time traveling from city to city on this beautiful tour bus, and everything is handed in the sense of, like, today you're going to get up. You have to get up this time because you have these interviews. Now you've got to have your schedules handed to you. It is great, but you're right. Living is where the lyrics come from.
Oh, absolutely. I've definitely heard my wife say, "You're not on the road anymore."
Yeah, right. Right. You are.
Yes, sir.
It's congratulations on the new record. It's if you guys haven't heard, Blood and Stone is out now in all forms. You can find it everywhere you find records and new music. It's, what album is it? How many has it been now?
13.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. When you started as an idea playing music, you're a championship wrestler, and you're doing judo back in school. I mean, you're really an athletic guy. You shifted over into music, and you got in a medal in your wildest dreams. How could you have ever even dreamed that you could do 13 major label releases with a band like this?
Never would have imagined it in my entire life. I just turned 48 years old, and it's funny how this interview is going, because last week I was working on my solo stuff at the farmhouse, and I wrote a song describing me growing up as a young man in the choir, and then people telling me that I was doing the wrong thing, but for some reason music was leading me, and I ultimately knew that that was what I was wanting to do. And I kind of go into the second verse, seeing my name in the spotlight. So I always imagined, I always dreamed it, you know, Johnny. I never thought that it would last this long, as crazy as the music industry is. I'm definitely, I feel very blessed to still even be, if the word is relevant, if that's a word that you can use in this industry, but it's amazing to be 13 albums in. And in the pandemic, not knowing what the hell is going on in the world, but people out there getting some Seven Dust music, you know, let's keep going.
Well, it's wonderful. Anything now, it even does remind us, anything you love that you've has been removed or made you feel like you couldn't have, then when you're given it again, it's incredible. And we all know what that feels like with COVID and with the lockdown. And even though it was felt a lot worse than it really was in terms of what was not available to us. There was a very short period of time where you felt like you couldn't get things. But we haven't seen live music. And for those that music's important, and many albums are not being released that are just sitting there, by the way. And you know that, people, because they only want to release and tour. And if they can't tour, the bands don't want to release it. So
they're not making money.
Yeah. So you bringing this to the market and to the people, like, that's an incredible gift. It really is, man. Because, and I know that to pull the curtain back sometimes takes some of the romance out of rock and roll. But I'll tell you guys listening, to release the album and to not tour is to lose money. That there's a reason bands release an album, get the excitement going, because that also turns into touring and merchandising. And this is an honest thing to do, and just to give fans a really just something to have for right now.
Absolutely, man. And, you know, it's so weird to try to navigate through. You know, everyone out there is dealing with a crazy new way of life. So for us, we had decided, what can we do? So we all packed it up, flew to Orlando, Florida, undisclosed area, and did this show over the weekend, a live stream. And I have yet to watch it yet, but I can't wait. I've been hearing good things about it. It was definitely a weird thing to do, to hopefully try to move the people in their homes and give them that energy. And so hopefully we're able to accomplish that. But man, how crazy was it just to perform in front of the crew and three camera guys and like one union guy that was looking at everybody just in case somebody sneezed, I think, so
right. Shut
it down.
Yeah.
But we made it through it.
Dude, I'll tell you, how amazing is it the first time that PA fires back up again and you hear the music at full volume?
It was great. We rehearsed a couple of times. I mean, you know, we're so old and we've been doing it so long. We just get in there and probably run through half a song. And everybody looks at each other and we're like, stop it. We know that song. Don't ever play it again. But it was fun to go over the new stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
We hadn't seen each other in 7 months. So it was crazy just to catch up, you know, as the band, as family, and to talk about the kids and, you know, what was going on in life and how we were all navigating through this crazy time. So it was a good time, you know, and I don't know when we're going to see each other again at this point.
Well, and, you know, and this is kind of an interesting thing that you talk about, not seeing each other for 7 months, LeJean. And if you're just joining the show, LJ from Seven Dust, the new album is out, Blood and Stone, but nobody's toured. Everybody lives in separate places, and so you guys aren't seeing each other. You guys have decade after decade of on top of each other. You tour more than almost any other band out there. You guys are prolific. You keep putting more music out. The break has not been more than a week or two at a time since I've known you.
Absolutely.
So now 7 months go by. How is it different when you walk back in the room with those guys?
I'm like, I'm looking at everybody and everybody's looking at me and we're like, can we still walk? I'm like, you know.
But I mean,
when we got our interest and everybody stood beside each other and we started moving, I was like, is that what you're going to do?
But how is it like, because to me, you know, okay, like we're all in the studio here at radio. And after a year that goes on long enough, pretty soon you're all like, hey, man, I love everybody, but I could do without you for a minute. And then
oh, yeah, man. Yeah,
2 weeks go by, and when you walk back, yeah.
After 20-something years, it's definitely like that. You know, we've been on the road. Like you said, we're normally gone for a year and come home for a couple of weeks at a time. But you know what? To be honest, man, this time to see each other again, it really, I feel like it brought us even closer together as a band, if that's even possible, just because of things that are going on personally and just life and just us realizing that we're getting older. Things are changing, and it's definitely not the way that it was before when we were kids and we were carefree and stuff. Things are more important. So I think this time was even more enduring for us, and it just made us look at, I think this time away with everything going on, it's honestly made us all look at life differently. I would hope so, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, no, you would hope so, man. We're all learning a little bit of something about ourselves and others while we see how the world faces this.
Uh-huh, we can't, you know, and I realize that a lot of things you can't take for granted. But then went on to hit on that note about what you said, I can definitely not and feel just fine not talking to a few people for the rest of my life.
That's right. Oh, no.
After this.
No. This is, you know what, listen, sometimes even though you may have not enjoyed what you learned about somebody, at least you know now. And you go, I got it. I got it.
Absolutely. That dude's a douchebag.
Yeah, that's exactly right, man. It's, and you know what? It definitely, it's nice to lighten the load. Sometimes you got to go through your house and maybe you didn't realize something was cluttering it up and ruining the view and making it all bad. And some, you know, all of a sudden you've opened up that room and you go, feels a lot better in this room now.
Absolutely. And it goes, and if people don't understand it, I'm going to read between the lines. I'm getting ready to give you the cliff note. That's after this is over, and that dude that hadn't talked to you for like 7 months calls you and be like, hey, man, what's up?
Right.
Don't answer the phone. Don't pick the call up. Ain't nothing up. The same thing is up. What are you talking about?
That's right. That's right, man. It's it is what it is. It does. It's every once in a while. I find it's good to take a good stock in your life. And sometimes, man, people can be involved with situations. It doesn't matter what it is, but just it can be anything from a romantic relationship to friendship to business to whatever. But it slowly went bad on you, and you didn't even understand how dark it was making your world. And the room always looks better with different furniture.
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of weird that over the course of this quarantine, I've kind of heard you circle around things to that nature of what you mean, and I absolutely believe in that, man. I believe in energy, and I believe people bring you down if you allow them to. So we try to stay positive around, especially with what's going on, and try to create our own energy and our own bubble to make it through this.
Oh yeah. Well, look, I'm so bummed that we're not going to be spending this weekend together, but I could not with any conscience get that many kids into my neighborhood. You know, because you've been there on Halloween. There's 2,000 people coming through my front door and then they go to everybody else's homes, and everybody in my neighborhood's been so good about it. Never complained, because 9 kids live in my neighborhood, and everybody else were people who I'm glad that they come to enjoy Halloween at my house, because there's a lot of work done to it. But everybody was so fantastic through all of these years in my neighborhood. The idea of force feeding them a couple thousand people at their front door, it just was never a question. I'm very sad about it.
And my hat's off to you, and because you know what? That's not only showing that you care about your family, you care about those children out there, you care about their grandparents, you care about the moms and dads, the cousins, the little babies that are coming into the world. That's what's more important, is to make sure that everyone is okay. Halloween's still going to be there. Boo! You still not scary? Okay, get some candy, take your ass in the house. All right, so listen, keep it moving. We got other things going on right now. We can watch a scary movie tonight. Eat some spider cookies. Come on, calm down.
Dude, I tell you what, I went back and watched The House of 1,000 Corpses again. As many times as I've seen it, it's still just a classic.
It's the best. Are you kidding me? I love it, man. I mean, I talked about that when I did the sci-fi thing, how Rob Zombie is just, he kind of honed in on the scary movies and catching the element and bringing us back to the way it felt when we watched it when we were real, when we were children, mm-hmm. for real, when it was like you weren't supposed to watch it. And
right.
You're up under your dad or your mom's arm, or you didn't want to turn the light on and left it on after you watched the movie kind of film.
Right. What's funny is after watching a terrifying movie like House of 1,000 Corpses, all the darkness that's in it and the murder and those weirdness, it still makes me feel better than watching the news.
Oh, God, well... That's the real nightmare. That's the real scary movie.
I'm like, Dr. Satan, whatever. You seen this business? Like...
Exactly. I got to take it in doses now, man. But I feel like anytime I don't watch it, I miss something tremendously big.
Yeah. I'm after the show's done, you know me. I got other things to do in my world, man. And so.
Absolutely. Man, I can't wait to see you again. I feel like even though they're saying it's splurging back up, I feel like we've been good, and we still know the proper way to hang out with each other. So,
listen,
let us know when you guys want to get together.
I'm always ready. Just so you and I are clear, like, always. But I know, look, you have a family, and you have a very tight family, and you have all the range from little ones all the way up to older people in your immediate area. So I always just take a clue from you, like, hey man, when you feel like it's cool, let me know. But I never want to push. Because God forbid one of us get the other guy sick. You know what I mean? I'm super careful about that, and I know how you've been.
Yeah, that's true, man. Look, knock on wood. Thank the Lord. No one's been sick, so
yeah.
We've been making it through that. Well, what in the heck is going on today? I wake up, and I look outside, and it's like, all right, so being in Orlando, hey, get me up out of here. Hurry up. Let's go. But it's sunny, and it felt good. But to come back, what's going on with the snow today? Who's ready for this?
Listen, it actually happened last year, believe it or not, right before Halloween. I was so weirded out. I have pictures of that giant pumpkin guy covered in snow for that one day, and then it melted off and got right into Halloween. But yeah, this will be gone in a day or two, man. And we'll be golden.
I was gone last year around Halloween. I wasn't able to come to the house because I was on the road.
That's right. So, I know.
It's going to be a weird but good Halloween.
Let's talk about you creeping me out a couple years back.
With Kingston, the family, I wanted to make it feel like the movie Strangers, but there were so many people around. Yeah. The only thing that I could do to creep you out more was to shake your hand and to stand there with the family and continue to look at
me. Yeah, I'm telling you, all of this is going on. You're going a million miles an hour all the day of Halloween, right? So it's happening. I'm buying
Snickers, zero bars. I mean, the coolest Halloween candy that any kid could ever get if they come to your house.
And I'm like, hello. And then slowly, nothing is said, but it's literally a good 5-second pause, and then a hand is extended. And so I shake the hand, but then it doesn't stop. And there's people, in my yard, and they're lined up. You have to keep everything moving, but then this guy's not saying anything, and I'm looking at these four figures, and everybody's got a mask, and everybody's their arms are down at their side, like
the world's
super
moving
slack
around them.
Yes, and I'm like, oh god, man. Here it comes. This is where it ends. This is where it all goes bad.
What movie is this?
Yeah,
I've seen this movie. What do we do now?
And suddenly, I see like the shoulders start going, and he lifts up his mask. He's crying, and it's LJ. I'm like, get in the house, get in the goddamn house, man.
What's so funny about that? I didn't have a Halloween mask to wear or anything. So the only thing people out there, you're listening. I had just a black see through shirt. So I saw you just see nothing but blackness.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, man.
I can't remember if it was a cloak.
This guy didn't even try to scare anybody. This is just weird.
It was just weird. I was like, I don't know what's happening. Why are you doing this to me?
Halloween? I don't like it.
Yeah. No, I love Halloween. Man, I'll tell you what, if you're home this week, depending on how the weather goes, and you feel like you're up for it, it's the only socially distant one I know that you could truly say that outdoor trail out at Bonner, that trail of terrors, if you want to go do it this weekend.
What is it, a trail of what?
Terrors. It's through the woods out at Casey's Zip, and it's a haunt. It's about a 3/4 mile through the woods, and as you're walking through the woods, they've got the haunt stuff set up.
I'm down to think about doing something like that. Let me do some stretches and stuff just in case I run. I don't want to throw anything out. So,
it's pretty creepy, man. It really is pretty creepy.
I mean, at this age, a quick turnaround to see what's beside you might throw my back. So I'm just like, man, Black Hawk down. Wait, I need to get a helicopter lift out of here.
So how is Mr. King?
Mr. King is great, and Jada, they're great. They're dealing with everything. I think he's definitely excited. He hasn't seen the snow yet, but that's all he's talking about last night. And so I got to figure out at what time am I going to allow us to go in the backyard and play.
Right. Well,
but yeah, they're hanging in there, man. They're doing good. Gigi came down from California.
Great.
Of course, and stayed and spoiled him for over a week. So that was a good time. And just like me, she had to, right when she flew in, we went and got the rapid COVID test just to make sure everything was okay. And by the time I got back home, to go down to the basement, I already got a negative test back. So I was like, yes, rock. Come here, nice. Girl, let me give you a kiss. And it wasn't that bad, but anyway.
I've got my little ear thing you stick in someone's ear, and you take their temperature, and it immediately registers them. But I'll tell you the coolest thing I saw this weekend. When I was in St. Joe, the Hi-Ho Bar and Grill had one. I went in to get lunch with Sassy and Chad. And when you walk in, it's a little stand next to the door, and you turn, and it shows your face on the screen. It takes your temperature instantly and tells you, and if you don't have a mask on, it goes, no mask. I was like,
oh, no way.
I was like, wow. I mean, it was pretty cool.
That's crazy. I'll tell you what, I heard you kind of give me a hard time about my finger that almost got cut off. Let me tell you something. let me tell you something. That thing right there was a major accident. I cannot believe I did it, cutting a hole into a flower pot. But let me tell you, I tried to talk my way out of getting stitches like you would have never believed. So first off, after Johnny, and let me tell you, I never got to tell you the story. When I cut it, Ash is right across the table out on the deck listening to music. And Sonny was like, yeah, this is great. This is kind of romantic. And I dropped the pot. And she's like, oh, my God. The Swiss Army knife completely collapsed on the top of my finger, cuts all the way through the nail. My finger's hanging off, and I open up the towel, and she's like, "Oh my God, we got to go to the emergency room." I'm like, "No, just get a Band-Aid, please." No, not the emergency.
Oh, you went little kid.
We get to the emergency room. It's great. You check in. The last place I want to go to during COVID is the damn hospital. That's
right.
Where it's at.
Right.
So I go there. No one's in there, and I'm sitting down. And it's so funny. The lady behind the desk, the two secretaries, one of them's like, "Oh my God, y'all, this is great, Johnny Dale, we love you." I'm like, "Oh man, this is cool. I might get some preferred service up in the hospital." they know who I am. This is great. So immediately they rush me back to the back. Thank you, Johnny. And I'm back there, and the nurse guy comes in, and he looks at me. I'm like, "Hey, man, I know this is, you know, I haven't been to the hospital in 75 years, since 1975. Is there a Band-Aid that you could give me right now to put on this that's going to fuse my skin back together with my nail and, like, just get out of here?" And he looked at me and laughed and said, "Nope, you need stitches." They had me hooked up to a heart monitor, and when he walked out, I started sweating. The thing started bing, 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 bing. I was getting ready to call ass. I think I got COVID when I came in here. Something's going on. So I'm sweating. So 7 stitches later, Johnny, it's not that bad. But I tell you what, to wipe your bottom, to go to the bathroom, to drink, all kind of stuff was on halt for a good 3 weeks.
Sure.
And it's almost healed, but I'm waiting on half the nail to fall off. So I can do things, but I'm constantly reminded of what happened. I'll tell you that.
That's funny.
It's not good.
What finger was it?
What's that?
What finger was it?
My index finger on the right hand, the one that I use very. But luckily, I can use my left hand fairly good. But yeah, I would have never thought that you really need that finger for a lot of stuff, man. I mean, just
talk. So I'm going to assume you're left-handed then.
Well, no, I'm right-handed.
How'd you cut yourself with the right hand? Oh, because it folded in on you.
Yeah, it folded in.
Now I got it.
Yeah, when I was sticking the hole in the bottom, it just closed up and collapsed.
You did it with your own weight then. Because now I understand what you did. So you're holding the knife, and of course it doesn't have a lock blade. And as it collapses, your full weight of your arm, everything you were pushing through as you wanted it to make a hole, made a hole in you.
Yes, and it wasn't cool. I didn't feel it when it happened, and I didn't feel it until a few days later. But when it happened, it just... I didn't feel anything.
No, your body goes into shock. Like when I tore my hand open on that coffin, it didn't hurt when I did it, but it definitely hurt a little later.
Oh yeah, the wife said, she said I just had a look of disappointment on my face. So I was like, I was ready to drink cold beer, do a shot, plant a plant. Guess what? Now I'm sweating like Rick James.
I didn't realize it. I mean, nobody likes getting stitches. I guess I've had them enough that it just doesn't matter to me anymore. But my buddy, right. My buddy Steve Aleef Pyro, you know, he's a monster. Loves Maiden. He's a giant of a man. And if you go towards him with if he has to have a shot, or I mean, he couldn't get a tattoo. He couldn't. I mean, you come near him, he'll fist fight you like he's an 8-year-old kid in a 6'2" body.
Oh, I believe it. Check this out. The doctor said, "Hey, look, I'm getting ready to start stitching through the nail, so you might not want to look over, you know." After numbing the finger, which I thought was amazing, I never had that sensation in my finger. It kind of went through the whole hand. I was like, "This is weird." Anyway, I'm looking straight ahead, and I feel him tugging, Johnny.
Yep.
But I kind of look out of the corner of my eye, and his arm and hand are all the way over the top of my head. And I said, "Oh, no. Oh, no, are you doing what I think you're doing?" I look over, and I see my finger moving up and down, and his hand is all the way up in the air. I'm like, "This, get me out of here. Get me out of here." Why don't y'all blindfold somebody? I don't know. It's gotta be.
Right? And then you think here's what happens with me. Same thing. So I get, you know, I cut that side of my hand on the coffin latch from the pinky to my wrist through the fattest part of the corner of your hand, the side of your hand, and I go in to get the stitches. And all of a sudden, Sassy, who I think is going to be like, "Oh, my God, are you okay? What do you want me to do? You want me to hold your hand? Are you okay?" She's like, "Can I watch?" And she's not talking to me. She's talking to the doctor. And he's like, "Certainly, come on over." And she doesn't ask me how it feels. Am I hurting? And nothing. She goes around. And now I got two peekers as the fat's coming out of the side of my hand. He's stitching me up. And I'm like, this doesn't feel very caring to me right now.
I like it. I like peekers. That's a nice new word.
Yeah, but it sucks, man.
It's not perverted. It's still just sneaky.
Yeah. Yes. Stitches are like, I don't know how many times you've managed to get them, but I took 13 between the eyes one time from Dennis Shrout because he hit me with a wave runner on the Missouri River and almost killed me.
Oh, wow, wow. Well, I'm glad you're all right and safe. But hey, guess who came in? Guess, you know, we're so lucky to have beautiful people in our lives and our families. And Doc Bryan called me up, right?
Oh, I haven't seen him doing, well since the beginning of all this.
Doc Bryan's great. Came, he made a house call, came to the house, took the stitches out of my hand and everything. It was nice. Great, man, to see him and to feel comfortable and not have to go back to the emergency room and to sit at the table with Doc.
Yeah.
Talk and let him pull the stitches out and say, this did, St. John, they did a really good job. And he pulled them all out. He said, this is going to tug a little bit. And I started getting that feeling of sweating again, and he pulled it out. Didn't hurt at all, so I'm good. Thanks, Doc.
No, Doc, you know what? I've talked to Doc through text and some phone stuff, and but that's it. You know, since all this started, I haven't seen Doc even one time, man. We all got to find a way to go grab some dinner.
Yeah, we do. And, oh, man, I want to say the Dixons, man, I love, you know, we have a really close group of people I consider family, and we're going through some crazy stuff. I'm sure a lot of people know, and we're getting over that. Thank the Lord. God has a plan. And I just happened to open up my garage, and guess who was standing there in my driveway with the biggest bag, two bags of Anthony's food,
yep,
delivering it to the house.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you kidding? And I know at the point we kind of happened to open up the garage at the same time. They were just trying to surprise us and leave it. But it was very cool to be able to stop for a minute and talk and, you know, it was
he's
thoughtful.
They're good like that.
You don't have a lot of people like that in your life.
Yeah.
You guys are people like that in our lives. You know, Johnny, Caitlin, the Dixons, you know, just Joel, all you guys have changed our lives. I mean, it's you made you in a place that I didn't feel like I would feel comfortable. You've made us feel completely comfortable. I want to thank you guys for that.
I love you, brother. And it's hard. It's weird because I feel like part of me goes, I feel like I've deserted so many of my friends because of the COVID thing. But I'm just trying to read what their world is and how they feel about it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, absolutely. And I think we all know our true friends. We know our true family. Yeah. We know what's going on. We know that when we get back together, it's like nothing changed and we didn't skip a day. You know what I mean? So as long as we reach out, I feel, and let people know that we do think about them, and sometimes I do like to ask that question, like, for real, how are you really doing? You know, like don't just tell me you're doing okay when you're not. Let's talk about it. What can I do to help you?
Well, only if
I
only
find the, that's something that you do when you call, and I thank you for that.
Yeah, no, that's it. Because you got to trust somebody. Like, and I feel that way about at Dixon's as well, because they read. You'll have friends in your life that really do read where you're at, and
absolutely.
But it's from the other side, it's awfully, sometimes there's so much pain going on inside you, you really are very careful about who you open up to, because when it does open, a lot's going to come out.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right on that, man.
Yep.
Again, thank you guys for being true family through this and making us laugh and giving us something, you know, to turn away from the TV, to listen to you guys smile, laugh, joke, and make it through the day. It definitely, I promise you, it helps a lot.
I love you, man. Hey, tell me something seriously. You think Nikki's being a dick to me a lot?
On the right, Nikki? No.
Somebody's really insecure.
Nobody's on my side with this. Nobody's on my side. She's very...
Nikki, I love Nikki, man.
She says terrible things about me.
And when y'all have a guest in the studio that y'all feel comfortable, I don't have COVID, I don't have the Rona or nothing like that. Have me up there.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
I will bring a water bottle with me. It won't have any water in it. Let's do this.
I ain't doing nothing this Friday. Come on, let's do the show. Let's
open.
Do the show this Friday. Let's have a
do it
let's
in
have
the basement.
A, let's have a drinking show.
I'll bring breakfast and a drink.
Hell, dude. All right, listen, the new album is out, Blood and Stone. You should find it. It's an incredible record. It definitely, man, you get into the lyrics, you're going to hear this year. You're going to hear a lot of frustration, a lot of life in it.
You just reminded me, if we're getting together, the first time we're all in astronaut helmets, because that room was hot last week.
Oh, dude.
That's the only way we can stay safe.
I still wear my astronaut helmet.
I know exactly. Mine is exactly, and the bar waiting to be worn.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Listen.
I said D-U-N, done.
Pinball at my house. We'll figure it out, man. Or Dixon's basement for the Kiss machine. Nikki, you'd like the Kiss machine a lot.
I got the arcade here at my house, too, man.
I know.
Up in there.
You know, that's what we need to do. We need to pretend it's like a bar crawl and get an Uber driver and take us between our three houses.
Oh, my God, I could do it. And then I could stand at my door at the arcade, and if you're not cool enough, I might not let you in.
That's right. We'll put a little velvet rope up, and we'll let King be the doorman.
The
he can be the bouncer doorman.
Nope.
You got to sit in the lounge until you sober up a little bit.
That's it.
Fix your face.
I'll show up with King. I'll be like, look, I got a little backpack full of fireworks, my dear friend. He'll be like, you?
That just reminded me of Dixie coming to my house with my drummer, Morgan Rose. And he moved to my house for the weekend. And yep. I remember them. And they said, oh, we're going to be home early. We'll be home early. 4 o'clock in the morning,
yep.
I go up to my front door, and you have Dixon. How much does Dixon weigh?
Oh, he is 6'5", at least 275.
Tiptoeing like a little mouse upstairs in my living room through the house.
Dude, I mean, he's a football player.
Stop, walk normal.
Oh, dude, can you imagine? And then you know your kids... What? And wife are asleep, or supposed to be. Mm-hmm. These two yahoos are trying to be, but you're never quite when you're that hammered. You're like,
Whoa. They're like cartoon characters, like Bugs Bunny characters.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what a good time.
Oh, my God.
Thank y'all for taking the time. You made my morning, man. This is Monday. Sorry, got back off the flight. Made my week. And the album, everyone, I hope everyone enjoys it. And thank you for the support, Johnny. It's just a beautiful thing to hear. Something that you work so hard on, and then all of a sudden the bottom falls out of the world, and we don't know what's going on. So it really means a lot that you guys are giving support on this. Thank you again. Yeah.
Well, dude, thank you for the album. It's just really good. I'm looking forward to spending all week with it, man.
Right on. Well, let's get together. Let's talk. We'll damn have a little listening party.
Game on. The great LeJean Witherspoon, man. Love to Ashley and Jaden. Kim, everybody.
Yeah. Love y'all. Y'all have a nice week.
You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.